Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT, is a Black and Brown youth-led nonprofit organization working in Milwaukee schools. LIT's work is focused on developing the next generation of leaders. Its summer program, Black Hogwarts, is centered on training young activists and organizers in Wisconsin. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
You won't find any Horcruxes, see any Quidditch matches, or any other wizard activity at Black Hogwarts. But what you will find is high school and college students educating themselves on how to make a difference in their communities. They're learning the history of organizing movements, leadership development skills, and what it means to be civically engaged. Jazzy Segarra is LIT's Senior Director of Operations.
It's not your typical summer days, you know, summer school or summer day camp. It's kind of a unique experience. So where we're learning together, we're having some fun together. We're getting to know each other more on a deeper level of like, what do we want to change in our communities, in our schools, and how can we do that and give them the tools to be successful in moving forward with those things.
She says Black Hogwarts is modeled after the Freedom Schools of the 1960s. Freedom schools were educational initiatives designed to prepare Black people to politically advocate for themselves as voters, organizers, or elected officials. Black Hogwarts has four pillars of learning. One of them is intersecting anti-oppression work. Segarra explains.
So really identifying what are the issues in our communities, where does those stem from, and really digging a little bit deeper of, okay, we see racism in our schools, but where does that come from? Before we can come up with how we're going to solve the problem, we need to dig deeper into what the problem is. And so really having, showing different examples of, you know, about the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, different groups of people who've organized a lot of things that today we get to live out, you know, their wildest dreams and their hopes for us.
The other three pillars are civic engagement, political education, and community organizing. Black Hogwarts is for high school and college students and working-aged people who want to get involved in the work LIT does. The program sessions are divided among these groups. High school students meet in person at LIT headquarters. College students meet virtually. Both groups meet for 6 weeks. The civic sessions also meet at LIT headquarters, but once a week for 9 weeks. The curriculum is the same for the most part at each level, but content is adjusted to cater to the lived experiences of participants. De'Adria Veal is a 17-year-old high school student, and this is her second summer at Black Hogwarts. Veal was introduced to LIT through a close friend. She says Black Hogwarts is giving her information about her people that she says schools don't teach. She adds that Black Hogwarts has helped her find her voice.
I've been on my school page and stuff like that for getting my voice heard, so like it's making an impact on not only the internet, but like people in our schools too, to see that there are kids who worry about things and that we do have our own opinion, because a lot of people, they underestimate younger kids and younger students.
Veal says some issues she cares about are gun violence and mental health. She's looking forward to becoming more civically engaged in her community, starting with registering to vote when she turns 18. Another student passionate about getting civically engaged is 15-year-old Perry Perkins. Perkins says his mom is the director of a nonprofit and he's been a part of its advocacy efforts, so he's drawn to community organizing.
I feel like our people need to know that knocking on doors, voting, getting out there is the right way. It all started at the elected officials and people that's in these seats. And I don't know if they understand that voting, the white people go out there and go vote and they got them people in their seats, and that's how we get stuck in the system. They got their people in offices. They neighborhoods is nice. I feel like it's important for us to get out here and make sure our people know that they need to vote.
Perkins, like Veal, says their schools haven't talked a lot about civic engagement. So he says that leads people to think current events have nothing to do with them. Segarra, LIT Senior Director of Operations, says there are various ways to gauge what students have learned from Black Hogwarts.
Sort of your exit ticket is like a final project. So it's either coming up with what issue do you want to create a movement around. So they work on a project together so that we can see, okay, what pieces did they learn by how they came up with their project, their final project at the end of the program for all three cohorts. We also do post-assessment surveys. So at the end of all of our programming, whether it's Black Hogwarts, fellowship, maybe our statewide conferences or youth power summits, We always want to see what the students learn after those programs so we can see, okay, how much did they learn? How much did they grow?
Sagara says success is also measured by whether students stay connected to the Lit Leadership Pipeline even after Black Hogwarts ends. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.